Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools today unveiled the data dashboard it will use to decide when it's safe for students to return to school. But some members of the CMS Metrics Advisory Group still have questions. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms reports.
CMS staff said they want to have 90% of all essential staff positions filled before students return. They say those numbers look good, except for having 38 school nurse jobs unfilled. But County Health Director Gibby Harris said that shouldn't be a deal breaker.
We are going to have cases as you open up. We've said that from the beginning. And having a nurse in the school is not absolutely necessary if you have someone who's symptomatic.
What's important, Harris said, is making sure staff know how to identify symptoms and isolate anyone who shows them, and that staff can contact a nurse.
The thing to do when you have someone who's symptomatic is to get them out of the school. It's not to take care of them there in the school.
The dashboard gives green, yellow, and red ratings in 15 categories. It's designed to provide guidance on when to bring students back and on when to send them back home if things get worse later. The county is in the yellow zone for the COVID-19 stats that CMS has decided to rely on, according to Mecklenburg County health officials. With around 60 cases per 100,000 residents and a positivity rate just over 6%, that would indicate bringing back only priority student populations, such as students with disabilities and possibly the youngest students. Once students return, Chief School Performance Officer Kathy Elling said CMS will report district-wide and school-by-school data on the number of COVID cases and people who are under quarantine. The group also discussed what Elling referred to as surveillance testing. That is, should employees and/or students be routinely tested for the coronavirus as students return? Health officials said it makes more sense to encourage anyone who has symptoms or exposure to seek testing in the community. Here's Harris.
Until we have a rapid test that would tell you not to bring somebody into the school, the availability of testing to do surveillance in a large setting like the school system is problematic.
Before students come back, CMS officials say they want at least 95% of schools to meet safety standards, have adequate infection control supplies, and have their staff trained to deal with possible COVID cases. The building safety standards list spacing of desks, protective shields in the front office, and hallway markings to encourage safe distancing. But they omit air quality in classrooms, which has been a concern for teachers. There was a technical discussion of air filtration systems. Steve Oreskovic, the only teacher on the advisory committee, pressed Elling for a clear answer.
Are the airflow and are the ventilation issues in the schools good enough to put children and teachers back into the schools with a relative understanding that they're going to be safe?
Yes. I think that's the question. We've determined that the answer to that is yes.
The nature and the transparency of the district's work on reopening standards has been a source of some confusion. Before Thursday, the advisory committee had held one meeting in private and one that streamed for the public. At Tuesday night's school board meeting, 2 days before the third official meeting, Superintendent Ernest Winston referred to the panel as if its work was done.
They met several times. They created a dashboard that will help guide the decisions that we make around reopening schools.
And Thursday's committee meeting opened with all the numbers on the dashboard filled in. After the meeting, Oreskovic said that had apparently happened in private meetings he wasn't party to.
So when they said they had numbers and they had the dashboard built, I didn't know. I didn't have any input necessarily into what the numbers were.
CMS scheduled a virtual town hall meeting with employees later that day to talk more about plans for bringing students back. At 6 p.m. Wednesday, the school board will hold a special meeting to review the dashboard and vote on next steps. Board Chair Elise Dashew said Tuesday that large districts across the state will be watching as they too face the same challenge. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.